T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, another accident here. 41 seconds ago. Man, Trisha Pittman puts up on Route 28 inbound. This one near Harmer and 910, which is right on the 28 there in the PA Turnpike. It must be icy on 28. Just slow down. It was the roads were, I'll tell you what, the roads this morning were terrible. It was on Route 8 was like yesterday at 2 p.m. It was totally untouched.
Man.
I couldn't believe it. It stunned me.
Totally good once I got out of my neighborhood.
I thought I would be, and it was awful. It was unexpected too. And by the way, we're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We'll talk real quick, in just a couple minutes actually, about the Steelers defensive coordinator situation and an absolute bomb thrown by Keith Butler. Do you know Pony's wife made meatloaf?
Yes,
yesterday?
I saw that. You're comparing apples and meatloaf, and then
Do you think it was an ode to meatloaf?
What was?
R.I.P. Meatloaf.
Oh!
I was wondering that when she made it, and that needs to be asked of Pony.
That sounds like something the young ponies would do.
I agree with you, and I wonder if it was. And so I sent Pony, and he was puzzled by this. So she put like the tomato paste ketchup sort of contraption on the top. Mm-hmm. I like mine with a little singe on both the edges and the top. Mm-hmm. Give me a little black, a little burn on there.
Okay.
But I guess some people have never heard of, like, in that deal that you put like the tomato paste and the ketchup, whatever, just a little bit of Coca-Cola. Little bit of Coca-Cola.
We don't do it with like the tomatoey ketchup glaze on top. Yeah. I'll just squirt ketchup on top of it after I cut the slice of meatloaf that I want. But can I tell you my secret? Actually,
sure.
It's my wife's secret. It's not my secret. I don't cook a damn thing in my house. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Use for the binding agent for the meat.
Okay.
Instead of breadcrumbs, use stovetop stuffing.
Oh, see, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
I like meatloaf sandwiches the next day.
Oh, yeah.
With ketchup and a real little daub. I mean, maybe the size of a dime. Of mayonnaise.
Okay.
Both of those things. And a slice of tomato. I'll take a slice of tomato on it. Oh, goodness. But yeah, you got to have a little bit of either Pepsi or Coke.
Okay.
Just right in that whole situation.
Mixture there.
And yeah. it is something else. Anyway, so there's that. Good morning to you. All right. So there was just a total flame on the way out the door that I don't think is getting played up big enough. Ed sort of poo-pooed it. Was like, yeah, everybody knew this. It's one thing for everybody to know this. It's another thing for the guy in the middle of it, Ed Bouchette, I should say, to verbalize it. And Keith Butler did. So Keith Butler was talked to by Jerry Dulac, talked to Keith Butler. Mm-hmm. And Keith Butler said, I would have liked to do that myself, meaning call the plays here in Pittsburgh. And Keith Butler's retired. Sure, I would. I think everybody would. But Mike's the head coach. He can do what he wants to do. This is damning. I mean, this is totally damning. Then what did the defensive coordinator do, who's apparently a longtime friend of Mike Tomlin, a guy that was trusted, a guy that's supposed to be here and knows a lot about, a guy that played in the NFL and was a pretty good football player. What was his job here?
Was he just basically a glorified linebackers coach?
And more to the point, too, there's the next step for me. You know, people have already linked Terrell Austin. He's going to be the defensive coordinator. Okay. Who in their right mind wants to be the defensive coordinator and say, hey, you're the defensive coordinator. Oh, awesome. What are my duties? Well, you don't get to call plays. Unless that's changing, why would anybody that truly wants to, and I don't know if Terrell Austin wants to climb the coaching ladder beyond a defensive coordinator. I don't know if he's going to get an opportunity. But who would even want to do that? Hey, you're the defensive coordinator. What do I do? Well, you don't call plays.
You just sit on the headset and listen.
Does the conversation even advance from there?
No, I don't think it does. I mean, I don't know who would want to work in that situation. I don't. I'd also like to give credit where it's due. When Aditi mentioned this a month and a half ago and people came after her for it, she stood by her guns and said, no, that's exactly what I heard and exactly what's going on. And here we are, now coming straight from the horse's mouth, the horse in this case, Keith Butler, telling another reporter, yeah, it would have been nice to call the plays, but Coach T likes to do that. Somebody's got to put a foot down, and it's probably got to be somebody named Rooney in order to have the impact that's necessary. Somebody's got to put a foot down and say, Mike, listen, if you're going to I don't care if you promote Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator. I don't care if you hire externally. I don't care who you put in that role. But they better be your defensive coordinator. They better be on the headset making the calls on Sundays. And you need to take half a step back. We get it. You're a defensive-minded guy. That's how you came up. Take half a step back, disengage, and let your defensive coordinator actually be your defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinate, oddly enough. Yeah, I don't know. But at this point in his – okay, here's where the butting of the heads is. At this point in his career – and albeit he's coming off and not having a lot of success. But other than that, what is the impetus for Mike Tomlin to say, oh, okay, you're right. You're right. You know what? I'm going to do it your way now.
His last three playoff games?
Again, what is the impetus? Because what hot seat is he on? It seems like somebody's always the fall guy. It's not him.
Right.
When does somebody walk in that room and go, you know what, Mike? We let you hire your guy, but he's going to be the guy. Like, there's no impetus for Mike Tomlin to do anything different than the way that he's been doing it.
Well, and again,
there is none.
There needs to be, when I say putting a foot down and telling Mike Tomlin he has to do this, it has to come with a pretty hard ultimatum of, listen, you need to do this or else. We're not threatening your job yet, but you need to do this. You need to take that step back and become the CEO. And understand that your coordinators need to be in charge on game day. Look, we get it. You're the head coach. You're going to be involved in game planning, obviously. We're not telling you to just be a figurehead. We're telling you to let your coordinators coordinate, as you put it. And that's what the job is going to be for you from now on, Mike. You need to be on board with that. We can't accept. Look, we love the fact that you provide sort of a face to this franchise now, especially with the franchise quarterback retiring. We love the leadership you provide these guys. We love the fact, look, we know people make fun of it, but we love the fact that you've never had a losing season and we're always in the conversation, Mike. We appreciate all that. We really do. But here's the catch. Mm-hmm. You haven't done anything with any of it in the last decade.
Like, Terrell Austin's 56 years old.
Mm-hmm. He's not a young man anymore.
He's not young. He's not super old. He's kind of right in that middle ground. I would love to know, if he does take this job, what the arrangement is. Because Terrell Austin has been a pretty accomplished guy in football, right? Mm-hmm. He's bounced around. He's been a defensive coordinator at Florida. He was a defensive coordinator for 3 years with the Detroit Lions, with the Bengals for a year. He's been in that role. Keith Butler was never going to go anywhere but the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, he just had no desire to.
Correct.
Yeah.
I just wonder if Terrell Austin would ever, ever in a gazillion years, work under those same confines. I find it impossible to believe.
I think he's probably already had to come to peace with that idea when he came here, knowing full well that he would be first in line to have a crack at the job when Butler hung him up. And that would be somewhat imminent. Like, you know what I mean?
What is that job? I guess that's my whole point.
Well, no, and I agree with you. But I think, you know, we're asking the question, who wants to be that guy that gets micromanaged by their boss, right? I think Terrell Austin, when he came here to essentially become the defensive coordinator in waiting, was essentially signing off on being micromanaged by Mike Tomlin. And that's the only way you come into this situation is... Yeah, no, I get it, Mike. You run the defense, I'd love to be here, and I'd love to, when Keith decides to move on, I'd love to be the next guy to sit there and be told what to do.
Well, let's run it back a little bit, okay? Then everybody in Western Pennsylvania, everybody in Steeler Nation, you need to have a long, hard look in the mirror. For the past 5 years, okay, the times that you have yelled and screamed mm-hmm. and been mad at Keith Butler – you need to retroactively go back and replace Mike Tomlin with that. You're mad at Mike Tomlin for clock management. You're mad at Mike Tomlin for this. You're mad at Mike Tomlin for what quarterback is going to play. You're mad at Mike Tomlin for being a player's coach too much, being too buddy-buddy. You were. We fielded the calls. We saw the texts. We heard the conversations. You yelled and screamed in this town about Keith Butler and his scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And about Keith Butler, and you had all the time a number 90-something with the Pittsburgh Steelers running with a number 80-something right. from the other team. And it doesn't make any damn sense.
When Robert Spillane was getting torched by Jarvis Landry, we were yelling at Keith Butler. Yeah.
Retroactively go back and insert Mike Tomlin.
Right.
If what Dulac was told is absolutely true, and why would we ever challenge that? I find it to be...
We've got it from two highly correct. Reputable reporters in town now that Keith Butler never called plays.
So is Mike Tomlin really doing a good enough job?
No.
Is Mike Tomlin truly doing a good enough job?
Mike Tomlin, the head coach, somehow led this team. And I'll give him... Look, I think this... We talk all the time. It doesn't have to be black and white. There can be some meeting in the middle. And here's where I'll meet in the middle. Mike Tomlin, the head coach, is the guy that somehow got Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, that team, within a win of a wild card appearance. Mike Tomlin is the guy who somehow got this team with a shell of Ben Roethlisberger and the 32nd ranked run defense in the league into the playoffs. However, that's Mike Tomlin, the head coach. Mike Tomlin, the defensive coordinator, is part of the reason they had the 32nd ranked run defense in the league. Is part of the reason Mike Tomlin, the defensive coordinator, they've been blown out or had 40-plus points scored on them in each of their last three playoff games. It's why you need to, when you hire your next defensive coordinator, essentially tell your current defensive coordinator, Mike Tomlin, you're no longer defensive coordinator, Mike. You're simply head coach now.
Right. And people say, well, how come, you know what? You have, and we're getting texts, Andy Reid calls the offensive plays. Andy Reid's winning a lot of freaking right. football games.
Andy Reid's hosted four consecutive AFC right. championship games now.
It's okay when it's working. You know when it's not okay? When it's
not
working.
Yes.
And it's not working. So there it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.